I'm so glad to hear you. I'm sorry we've been missing, but they had a rough day, and I just came in dinner, and they told me that you had gone out.
Yep. Well, I wanted to say, and I told George Reedy, really the only fella I know over at the White House, and you had it was a magnificent speech you made, and I talked to Helen tonight, and I never thought it would happen, but I had Helen as a firm supporter of yours.
Well, she
told me tonight, she said, did you treat him well in your editorial? I said, I sure did.
Well, you sure did. That was a wonderful editorial. Yeah. George, or somebody sent it to me during the day, and I read it while somebody was talking to
Paul Manolis. I had him, said he used to be with me when I was in the Senate, and I had him send one on to George and asked him to see that it was brought to your attention.
Yes, sir. How long are you going to be here, Bill?
Well, I'm going tomorrow afternoon back to the coast, but I've been here. I'm on the Supreme Council of the Malay in my meeting here, and I was up on Capitol Hill today.
Are you going to have a chance to get over and see me sometime maybe tomorrow?
Well, I would be at your convenience.
I'll just call you. I haven't got my schedule. I'm at home, but I sure would love to see you.
Okay, well, I would love to just take a couple of minutes of your time, because I do have a couple of things I'd like to say.
Well, Bill, you have a real friend here, and I don't know of any person I have more respect for than I do you. And I'd just love to be with you, and I'll give you a ring early in the morning, and I would guess, it would be before noon.
Well, I would 11:45. I will be at your convenience, because anything that I have, I can cancel when the President of the United States has some time.
He hadn't seen you enough of you, I'll tell you that.
Well, I want to say again, it was terrific, and the country owes you a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, fine.